We head across to Moonee Valley and Michael Brown joins us after yesterday announcing that the nominations, 182 entries for the 100th running of the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. And importantly, in these times of uncertainty, 28 international nominations. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, Michael, terrific. Thank you.
Were you rapt with the amount of entries, considering the times we're living in?
We are. We had a budgeted nominations around the 150 to 160 mark. We weren't sure how it would play out, particularly with the internationals. But also this year, there's no dominant weight for age horse that looks like to dominate through the spring. So we did expect that there'd be a long tail, if you like, for nominations, where connections are happy to throw the horse in and see if they can measure up through the early part of the spring and make their way to the 2020 Ladbrokes Cox Plate.
Every major business is changing strategies. The buzzword is pivoting, and I suppose that's what you have had to do along with everyone, but especially for yourself and Moonee Valley. It's probably been even more devastating because you had so much planned around the 100th running of this iconic race, and I think kudos to yourself and your team for what they've started to put out on social media. Yesterday there was a brilliant piece, What If, and it encapsulates the current period but also the history of the Cox Plate, and I'd imagine we'll get to see more videos and more social media engagement like this as we count down, Michael.
Yeah, of course. We started planning Cox Plate 100 almost 2 years ago. We had a lot of great plans in place, and it was going to be a fantastic celebration of this historic milestone for our great race. And it was disappointing, of course, when COVID hit back in March and we've had to pivot numerous times. We're still mapping through various scenarios that may see a small crowd here across the 2 days of the carnival, but it's looking more and more likely that that's going to be difficult to achieve. On the content that the team's creating, we've got some great staff here, particularly Al Dwyer and Jared Martin. They pull those clips together. They've done some absolute cracking videos over the past few years. The bar's been set very high, and I'd say they knocked it out of the park yesterday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I spoke to Neil about what the financial impact is. For you, if you're having no crowd to maybe 5,000 maximum, what's the negative? What's the breakdown on your numbers? Because Cox Plate 2 days, that Friday night and the Saturday, would set you up, I'd imagine, for most of the year financially.
Yeah, we'll take a hit that will be in the millions of dollars. You're probably looking upwards of $5 million that it'll cost the club by not having that commercial revenue come through. It's fantastic. And all credit to the Minister for Racing, Martin Pakula, his team, the Premier and Cabinet, to acknowledge how important the racing industry is. And, you know, we feel like we've been blessed to be able to continue racing through the stage four lockdown when so many other businesses and workers have now been stood down. So we need to make sure that we continue to abide by the biosecurity protocols and that we can get through this next 6 week period. And of course, that the spring carnival can continue. But we've put a line through commercial revenues, if you like, for the first quarter to the end of October, potentially even longer than that. And it's going to be a massive financial hit to the club. But if we can deliver a spectacular 2020 Cox Plate Carnival, I think that'll be a small win for us all.
28 international entries. Do you think we will have international runners in this year's Cox Plate?
I think stage four makes it infinitely harder to get the internationals here, but we're doing all that we can. We're working closely with Racing Victoria. They've got a direct line into the federal government. The quarantine and travel arrangements are going to be difficult to overcome. But when you've got 23 horses nominated through Ballydoyle, they've got the support systems and the infrastructure in place to be able to send horses out. Now, whether they decide to come out, that'll be determined in the next 4 weeks. But the club did change its international invitation model this year. Previously, we'd send out invitations mid-June and then do a lot of work to get those horses nominated for the Cox Plate. We've held off this year. Now that the nominations are in, we'll go through and assess the form on each of the 28 internationals, and then we'll work out which ones we think want to come and those that should get the full invitation, which is all expenses paid, and then others may be offered travel subsidies to get them out here to contest the Cox Plate.
From a local contingent, it's looking like the nominations have it as one of the most exciting and intriguing Cox Plates. So the talent is still going to be there. It's all about the coverage and conveying it to those who can't get trackside. And I know you've got some innovative plans. The timing of this year's Cox Plate, it's probably a little bit beholden on if the grand final is played on the same day as a Cox Plate. But would you like to see the race run later in the afternoon / towards evening?
We've got the Cox Plate penciled in for 5 p.m, so it'll be the second last race on the card. Last race at 5:45, and then it rolls into the 6 o'clock news. We're still waiting to hear from Racing Victoria who the free-to-air broadcaster will be. Channel 10 and Channel 7 are both in the mix there. We're expecting a decision or an announcement in the next few days or early next week. Once that's done, the club's done a power of work to develop up a number of concepts which will make it a spectacular made for television event to really celebrate the history and the tradition of the champions that have won the Cox Plate over the past 99 years.
And once again, with your members, you've come out early and you've made an announcement re-membership. Just to reiterate to those Moonee Valley members what the club stance is.
Yeah, we held back and we always saw the 1st of July as a key date, and that's when Melbourne was heading back into the Stage 3 lockdown. We've gone to our members and extended their 2019-20 season membership through until the 31st of December. So there's an extra 5 months there at no cost. That way, all of the members that have supported the club for a long period of time, they'll be with us on the journey through the Spring Carnival and join in the celebration for the 100th running of the WS Cox Plate. Then we plan on membership renewals mid-November, and we're going to transition over to a calendar year membership through until the redevelopment of the course. We think that'll tie in nicely, but it also gives members certainty as we kick off the new season, highlighted, of course, by the third running of the All-Star Mile here at the Valley next March.
Absolutely, and that's what we're looking forward to. The countdown, Michael, and getting the international horses here is obviously a big focus, but even the interstaters, do you think we will have interstate jockeys, and will there be any restriction or a lack of numbers because of what's happening here in Victoria from those who you're speaking to?
There are challenges that we need to overcome with interstate trainers and jockeys coming in on the day. Not so much getting them into Melbourne, but if they need to get back to their home base. So things obviously need to change, and let's hope the results through this 6 week Stage 4 lockdown are positive, and then we can hit the middle of September in pretty good shape to then hopefully see some of these restrictions relaxed through October, towards the end of October, and we can have some of these interstate trainers and jockeys here, not just at the Valley, but at Caulfield and, of course, across the 4 days at Flemington.
It's one of the most iconic races, and it's the 100th running this year, and you've got a nice 9-carat gold plated Cox Plate for this year's race as well. So whoever takes it home, it'll be a race to remember, not just for the year that it's running. What will you try to do to maybe make up for the fact that a lot of people can't get on course at this year's Cox Plate in regards to the history? Will we maybe look at doing an event when we can get everyone back together to celebrate the 100 years and the past champions as well?
Oh, of course. We'll take that opportunity when the restrictions are lifted and life sort of gets back to normal. I must admit, though, in the build-up to the announcement, Monday of Stage 4, I was looking at this $200,000 solid gold Cox Plate trophy to see how we could scratch out the zero and put a one in. It actually wouldn't have been the first year that the club may have had to consider running two Cox Plates in one calendar year, because, of course, it happened in the mid-40s, coming out of the Second World War, which is the reason we're running the 100th Cox Plate in 2020 when the first was running 1922. But yeah, whoever wins the Cox Plate this year, they're going to get a spectacular trophy, and we'll certainly look forward to an opportunity to make a presentation befitting of the occasion.
Michael, appreciate your time once again this morning. We'll continue to follow the progress and the updates heading towards the 100th running of the Ladbrokes Cox Plate.
Terrific. Thank you, Michael.